specialty that's Stratton. Uh-huh. It's a very basic science. There have been an exceptional number of Nobel Prizes that have come out of polymer chemistry, just to show its fundamental importance. And yet, from the other standpoint, there's an obvious massive commercial interest and industrial interest. So, in any event, I applied and was accepted in this program. And I mentioned that at this point, Brooklyn Poly had just started, if you will, spreading the word and sending it was actually a very tight faculty out to the world. And James Mark had gone off to another institution, and then Charles Oberberger had gone off to another institution. And that left sort of the first vacancies in years on the faculty in the polymer area. And so it was a very stable faculty for a long time. And these people became, as I said, sort of the bedrock of American polymer chemistry. But there was an opening, and they hired an interesting individual. It was a man named Dan Bradley. Bradley was the head of the physical chemistry section at the NIH. At that time, and the time, by the way, is 1967. Bradley was the head of the physical chemistry section at the NIH, and he was working on a subject that back then was very esoteric and now is actually pretty hot in its own right, which is dye binding to nucleic acids. And he was basically a physical chemist, although DNA, of course, is a polymer. And Bradley basically wanted to leave the U.S. government and protest over the Vietnam War. Did not want to be associated with the government that was sponsoring this war. And so he, as I said, had risen to a position of some importance in the NIH and decided to seek an academic appointment. And they hired him as a full professor into the polymer program, which is part of the chemistry program. Bradley mentioned he worked in DNA. When he arrived, he wanted to, sort of in breaking with his past and breaking with the work he did with the U.S. government, wanted to completely get into some new areas. So he was in a polymer department. He chose three areas of research that seemed like they'd have great potential for expansion. One was membranes for reverse osmosis. And the first reverse osmosis membranes were just developed at that time as a very engineering sort of project. Mm-hmm. So he started a project studying that. The second project he started, the second area of research he started, was in the chemical basis of the sense of taste. How do we taste different things? Mm-hmm. And the third area he started a project in was hydrogels, hydrophilic gels for medicine.